So I don't know. I've got a problem with this smoking ban. I really do, and y'all passed it. But, I mean, we're getting to the point where cigarette smokers are becoming second-class citizens.
Yeah, well, there's not many. When have you seen somebody smoke glass?
Yeah, not so much.
So I started talking about that. We started thinking about that. That's why I made that mention. Plus, the cancer people were there, and they were talking about how many other cities. College Station has smoking ban in almost every area in town. And so the secondhand smoke is still a real problem for those areas that people are forced to work in, even though they don't smoke. And I smoked for a long time, 10 years.
I did too.
I quit in June the 10th of 1981.
Do you? Wow.
I remember. Cold turkey.
It was tough.
But I've also seen some of my friends die of lung cancer, so it's a serious deal.
Well, sure. And again, same thing as a former smoker. If I'd known I offended people that much when I smoke, I certainly wouldn't have done that. Okay, let's talk city business a little
bit. All right.
I got my notes here.
What city business?
Yeah. Well,
do we have business?
I do. I want to go back to the stealth dorms. Y'all took a pass. You took a pass at that late last year. Decided not to take any action, but now you have. What was different about this portion of the legislation as opposed to what you saw before?
The previous version was pretty loose in terms of who could make decisions on whether or not they could build, and so there was a lot of things that were very subjective. The mayor and I talked during. Well, we discussed it during the council meeting, those things look like they were inhibitors. If you wanted the things to grow, they would inhibit growth. And the other thing was that it would subject anybody that wanted to build a four-bedroom house to making a certification that they weren't going to rent it to anyone. So they corrected some of those things and brought those back. And so we all agreed on that. It's good. There needs to be some more tweaks closer along the lines of neighborhood conservation district, but it's still good. Still a whole lot better than it was.
Also, you passed, I guess it was two meetings ago, you passed a contract with Wallace Phillips that ends up being $1 million contract to manage the golf course for the next 10 years. You had a few concerns about
that. Do we have
to
talk about that?
Well, I think we do, because you voiced some concerns.
What I was concerned about is had we taken the folks that were operating the old municipal golf course and just put them over at the new municipal golf course, we could probably net about $300,000 or $400,000. But what we did, I don't know, by design or by accident, what we did is we layered another cost on it that's to the tune of about $240,000 that wasn't there before, and in my view doesn't need to be there because the guys that were running the golf course were doing a great job. They were just on the verge of making it break even, and I think with the income from both golf courses combined and the expenses from only one golf course, you could really make money. And the other problem was there's no provision in the contract, which we've had in other contracts, to improve the golf course, to have a capital improvement program for it. So that's what – we never did that on the old golf course.
So what did you think needs to be improved with this course right now or even in the future?
Well, there's some drainage that needs to be worked on. There's some upgrades that need to be done. It's, maintenance of it that continues on. But they need to add different things during the course of the wear and tear of the golf course. And if you play as many people as it looks like it's going to be playing out there, about 50,000 rounds a year, you're going to have increased maintenance on it. So they're going to have to watch out for that.
And that's going to come out of the city's pocket?
That'll be out of the general fund, right.
Okay. And you have no idea how much that'll be. You're just kind of sounding a cautionary note.
Yeah, right, exactly. I'd like that to have been checked out a little closer before they did that.
Something else y'all have been addressing for a long time, and most recently, flood mitigation in parts of the city. And that's something that is, I know, a subject you've talked about a lot.
Absolutely. And I want to commend Dr. Barfnick in the last 2 years, let's say I was reelected in November, in the last 2 years for sure, I worked with him very closely in District 4 to identify those areas that need help. And with the money he's got, he's done a tremendous job. We didn't have any flooding in the last big rain event we had. So in District 4 now, there's other parts of town like in Castle Heights that still has problems.
Well, and that's, you have a solution for that? I mean, again, those are flood-prone areas.
Yeah,
and I think that you probably have differed in that. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you've wanted the city to buy some of that property before.
Well, that was just one option.
Yeah.
There's several options up there because what's happened to those guys is that north of them, the industrial park has been created with no retention areas. South of them, the creeks have been diverted and blocked part of the drainage. As a matter of fact, when I walked the drainage that was created, the drain that was built is about 2 feet higher than the original stream bed, so there's a dam that was placed there. So they've turned Castle Heights into a detention pond, really. So there's some things that you could do with a reasonable price that would help them quite a bit. And you could also, the cheapest thing probably usually is to buy people out. For instance, over here on Willow Bend, there's about $27 million bill to fix it, to keep it from flooding, but to buy them out is about $1 million. So that's a lot cheaper.
Mike Sutherland here this morning from Bryan City Council. Apparently, Frontier's agreed to pay for moving their lines there at 29th in the Villa Maria area.
Yeah, that's been a struggle. I think they're having some hard times. But in any case, yeah, they finally have agreed to do that. I think we'd have to stay on top of them to press that to make sure they get it done. But they've agreed to do it.
Okay. Well, then I guess that's like anything else. They're taking over a situation that they weren't part of.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
One of the things that you do in addition to being on city council is that you're on a committee, a joint committee with members of the school board from BISD.
Yes, sir. Right, yeah.
And I know that's something that you feel very active and very strongly
about. Right. And I want to thank you for having the school superintendents here on the radio and let them tell their story about how good our schools are. So I'm very, because the schools are the key to the town. You have to have your infrastructure and good schools, and that's what makes your town grow. And I'm delighted to be on the board with the new superintendent, and I think she's doing a great job, and it's great for us to get that message out about the schools.
I'd like to get your thoughts. I don't think you've been in really since we've watched Rellis get fast-tracked. I mean, they've moved a lot of dirt, they've built some stuff, and now they're kind of, you're butting up against the city, and y'all have some annexation opportunities there.
Yeah, exactly. I asked, as soon as we heard about that, I think it was May of 16, I asked to have that annex, and they've been working on it since May of 16, because I do think my guess is there's probably going to be 50,000 people working out there. They started off with $150 million in construction. Now it's up to about $300 million, and it's probably going to grow from there, because that's going to be a really valuable asset. So we need to annex around there, because A&M wants that control. They don't want things built willy-nilly around that campus. You know, they want it to look good, so they want to work with us, and so we need to annex it. The problem that I saw when we discussed it with the contractor is I didn't realize there was so much in the floodplain. Not the air base, the old air base, because you can't land aircraft
sure,
in the water.
Right.
But they're on top of the hill, so to speak. But the rest of it around there's a lot of floodplains. So we're going to have to be careful about what we annex and how we annex.
Sure,
but it's going to be good for everybody if we do that.
Yeah, I think it probably will. Also, City Council recently, you decided to kind of move forward ahead of schedule as far as the quiet zone in downtown Bryan.
Yeah, right. We decided to do that. However, the funding's not there yet, so I'm waiting to see where the funding's going to come from. Because that's going to be about a $6 million deal. We're going to keep real spec open, which everybody wanted. I think that's good. But we need that for the people to live there overnight, even in the hotel, because it's really noisy. And like right now, we can't have the people from the fire school stay there because the trains keep them up. So if we can quiet it down some kind of way, that would be very beneficial for downtown.
Well, and likewise, in downtown, in the next couple of years, are going to be probably 300 to 500 people who are going to actually live in downtown Bryan.
I hope so, yeah. We got some buildings coming.
Yeah.
A couple, one planned and then one that's coming up out of the ground right now.
Yep. All right, what else you got on your radar?
Well, last week I went to the police department banquet, mm-hmm. and I was really impressed with what those people do. I thank them all the time, and I appreciate what they do. But we have young people enthusiastic about their job, and it's to me that doesn't seem to nothing passes them by. You know, they can call out a car what color it is, and they'll have it in 2 or 3 minutes, it seems like. But they save people's lives, and they go in very dangerous situations. And our police chief, Chief Buskey, is really doing a great job. Ever since he's been here, he's done a wonderful job. I want to thank them. Of course, all the police need to be thanked, but especially our guys in Bryan PD, they do a wonderful job for us.
All right,
and thank you for having me.